Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about efforts being made to find a lasting solution for Zimbabwe's social, economic, and political problems through dialogue.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the latest national meeting convened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Harare, setting the stage for political talks.
The meeting held today, designed to fix Zimbabwe's declining economy and other issues, was attended by several political groups, and as usual, the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, boycotted the Indaba, stressing that there is need for an independent moderator of such meetings. Mnangagwa sent some ZANU-PF officials to represent him at the meeting.
Indications are that some political outfits like Build Zimbabwe Alliance, led by Noah Manyika, turned down an invitation to attend the meeting, saying it doesn't make sense to convene such important meetings without the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa. This is the second meeting convened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, which was boycotted by the MTC. The MTC recently attended a similar meeting organized by churches in Zimbabwe.
At the meeting, four committees were set up to craft the format of the talks, search for a moderator, set the agenda of the meetings, and evaluate and implement issues raised and agreed by participants.
In another development, the Zimbabwe Central Bank today announced RTGS exchange rates, with the RTGS dollar trading at 2.5 against the United States dollar.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yes.
So, we're going to have talks sometime.
Lama talks, then new currency,
yes.
RTGS dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, can you hold the RTGS or
electronic? No. I think in Zimbabwe we are used to
electronic
stuff,
eco cash,
but
eco
still
something.
It's a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Eco cash, and also the money, yeah. You know, if it stays in circulation for a period of maybe more than 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
It has to change its name.
Yeah.
Yes. So from bond note to RTGS dollar,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, in 2 or 3 years time maybe we'll have another currency with another name. But the best thing is, at the moment, it's Africa's strongest current against the
major currencies. Yeah. So if you want to make money, Chonga, today, you have to set up your own app. Maybe call it Chonga app, so that you can actually have some trading on that
on
app.
On that app.
You know,
I think many people still have the mm-hmm. RTGS as currency.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you can't hold it. Go to the market and buy.
I think you can, if you can sell it, because I understand the banks are buying it around 2.4.
But selling it physically, can you see that this is an...
You don't need to see money. Don't need, as long as the it's serving its purpose. Nasi kwaitwa musangano wenhaurirano waitwa kumuzinda wenyika weState House uri kudaidzirwa musangano uyu nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa zvichiteera mwe wakamboitwa musi wa 6 February kana kuti musi wa 6 kukadzi wakanga uri wekutanga asi tinonzwa kuti nhasi musangano uyu wanga wakanyonangana nekuumbwa kwemakomiti mana. Makomita imwe inenge ichiona nezvenhaurirano kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kutaurwa panhaurirano. imwe committee ichiona kuti ndiana anenge achitungamira nhaurira neidzodzo, imwe committee ichinzi inenge ichizotarisa kuona kuti zvakurukurwa kana zvakarongwa zviri kuteerwa here munhaurirano, nezvimwe zvakadaro. Pane makomiti mana, asi tinozwawo kuti semazuva ose kana semusangano wakaitwa sondo rapera, semasondo maira apera, mutungamiri webato reMDC Nelson Chamisa havana kupinda zvakare mumusangano uyu. Taonawo Noah Manyika vanove mutungamiri weBuild Zimbabwe Alliance havana kupindawo mumusangano iwoyo. Vanyorawo gwaro rine zvavari kuti zvinofanira zvichiitwa kuti musangano unge uchienda mberi, zvinosanganisira kuti pange paine anonzi moderator iyeyo kana kuti muyananisi asina kwaakarerekera. Pamusorowo vachiti kana nhaurira neidzodzo pasina veMDC hapana kwadzinoenda. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanyora mugwaro ravatumira vachitaura kuti ivo havasi kukwanisa kunge vari pamusangano iwoyo. Asi vaenda kumusangano iwoyo vari kutaurawo kuti vamwe vatungamiri vemamwe mapato havana kupindawo zvakare mune musangano. Asina kunzwa hedu zvikonzero zvekuti ndiani aregedza kuenda nechikonzero chakati. Asi vamunangagwa tanzwa kuti vakumbira ruregerero kuti havana kukwanisa kunge vari musangano imomo. Asi vanga vakamirirwa nemunyori anoona nezvemutemo mubato ravo vamunyaradzi Paul Mangwana pamwe chetewo navapatrick Chinamasa ndo vanga vakavamirira musangano iwoyo. Kubato ramai Tokozani, ramuzvari Tokozani Kupe, tinonzwa kuti vanga vakati chikwata chakati simbei kusanganisira naivo muzvari Tokozani Kupe nemutevedzeri wavo vaobert Gutu. Ndofungana sachigaro vanofanira kuva vari vabhebhe, handiti ndosatanzwa kuti chikwata chakati simbei. Asi vana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kufarira nyaya yekuti nhaurirano idzi dzinogona kuwisa runyararo nekugadzikana munyika. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke indaba sibekwa ngujonga lapha ke esitikini. So sikhuluma ke ngenkulumo ekade sikhona eHarare lamhlanje. Siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa bevize umhlangano kodwa yena akasahambanga. Utumeze khonangale ke umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa kanye lomnumzana Mangwana ukuthi bayemela MDC ekhokhelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kazange hambe, kodwa kodwa MDCT ekhokhelwa unkosazana Tokozani Kupe. Kube sekusiba ke iBuild Zimbabwe Alliance ekhokhelwa nguNoah Manyika ipolisile yathi nxa ukuthi umhlangano lo uzaba khona yena akasoze abe khona ngoba iMDC iqakathekile ukuthi ube khona. Lapha ngikhuluma ke ngeMDC kaNelson Chamisa. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ke Zulu ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngizokuthiwa njalo sesilabo abantu bethu lapha esibaceleleyo ukuthi babuye. So ukuqala ke we've got Mr. Obert Gutu of the MDCT, he's the vice president. Mr. Gutu, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, comrade. Good. I understand you are freezing in DC. I don't envy the
winter. Yeah, you are freezing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Dr. Nkululeko Swanda, is the MDC Chamisa spokesperson. Well, let me put it in the right sense. The presidential spokesperson. Dr. Swanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. There's nothing called MDC Chamisa.
Yeah, okay, the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa.
Oh, all right.
So now, gentlemen, what we are going to request you to do is to be very short and up to the point, and then so that we accommodate as many callers as possible. So let's start with you, Mr. Kutu. So you had tea today at State House or somewhere where this meeting was with most of the guys that were attending the meeting. Is there any tangible thing that came out of the meeting?
Yeah, I'll say there are a lot of tangible outcomes, really, that came out of today's deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had an earlier interview with Comrade John Gakandemi earlier on today. Today's meeting really was not like getting into the nuts and bolts of the debate, so to speak. It was really a matter of agreeing on what I would call is, the skeletal framework, the issue, the dialogue hasn't even started. And I want listeners to actually understand that this is a dialogue and it's very different and distinct from a negotiation. We are not negotiating for anything or to get into a GNU or into a transitional authority or into whatever body people might want to describe.
Mm-hmm.
We are dialoguing as distinct from negotiating. That's actually a fundamental distinction that I think listeners really have to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, today's meeting, Gibbs, was meant to come up with the issue of setting up the four subcommittees that will then be populated by nominees or delegates from the various parties or political actors who are part of this national dialogue process.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the institutional framework, there is the committee that will deal with the setting up of the agenda. Then there is the third committee will be tasked with the issue in the area of coming up with a convener or slash a moderator who either it could be more than one convener, it could be two, mm-hmm. three or whatever, who are basically tasked now with the task of sharing the processes of this dialogue. But as it is now, there is no convener. And fourthly, there is the fourth committee,
mm-hmm.
which is basically an M&E committee, monitoring and evaluation committee, that will then be tasked with the issue of monitoring the progress, if any, that will be made by the various
thank you. Committees. Yes, thank you.
So basically, is what we did today. The real work starts on March 1 when the committees that have been formed today get into session.
Thank you very much, Chonga.
Maybe you can bring in Dr. Mm. Suwanda. Dr. Suwanda, you heard what transpired at the meeting today, and your party was not represented there. What's your take on this?
Oh, well, look, let's be very clear that I have no quarrels with or any understanding, and we don't have any understanding or don't want to have an understanding of what one of Mnangagwa's ego massaging committees or meetings has to do. I mean, he has too many commissions, too many advisory committees. Now he wants to, as I hear, he wants to institute another four, and I don't even know what he uses them for. God knows what's that for, but it looks like, there are people willing to massage his ego, willing to make him chairperson or institutor or something. I wish them good luck in what they're doing. The MDC president is very clear. He's not going to embark in any kids' play. He wants a serious national dialogue that has the capacity to resolve our problems. The country has been here before in the liberation struggle. You remember there were talks between Zorewa and Smith that went nowhere. Of course, because the people that were involved in the talks had not understood the national mood at the time. It's very clear that Mnangagwa is yet to understand what the national mood is, and has learned nothing from history. But as it were, they are free to do whatever they want to do. And what is important for President Kamisa is the country moving forward, and that's what he's working.
Mm-hmm. But just to make a follow-up on that, Dr. Suwanda, the same issues that your party is demanding for the dialogue to take place, I think the same issues that that are going to be addressed by these committees, especially the issue of an independent moderator or convener. Is there any reason now for you not to be part of this?
You can't moderate or convene something that's already convened. Look, we are not in the business of silly selling and dilly dallying. We're adults. And the business of running a country is something that we've got to take seriously. And we're not going to be running around like trapped rats. When in fact, we are serious adults that are trying to move our country, this country, into the 21st century. And because we're trying to do that, we haven't got time for this game that Mnangagwa and company are carrying out. And there shouldn't be anybody this time. And Zimbabweans are proud that they have a president who, in fact, doesn't have time to pull around, is very serious about the issues. We are not going to be helping massage Mnangagwa ego once again. We're talking about a country that has lost over 20,000 to 30,000 people in the hands of Mnangagwa. And we're talking about a country where a presidential election was won by over 600,000 votes. And those must be the key issues, because what we are trying to do, what President Kamisa wants to do, is to bring both legitimacy and economic growth and economic recovery. And that's what we have to do. That's what we're going to be doing. We're not going to be wasting time on committees. There's no independent moderator or convener for a meeting that's already convened.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Sicela ke ngesindebele ke nxa singakubuza ukuthi kathesi ke kukhanya ngazani sebedinga phela umoderator baba Sibanda ukuthi phela yiko kade likukhalela khonokho. Pho ke ndiyabeloko lidonisela leli qamula izike kwaze ukuthini ba?
Igame kamnangagwa liyabona ukuthi mnangagwa kuthatha abantu abenze izitori zakhe zokube zidlala ngazo nje senzela ukuthi nxa ngavuka engane kaphanga kuthi sevuke ebhongola abantu babulala njengokwetshilo ngempela ngisonto ngempela zini. Wawubona ngaphi abantu bezimbabwe bangawubona ngaphi ukuthi kulo muntu okhuluma ngokuthi kule besadala ngapha ehambe emaralini esiyawothisela abantu esitheni lokho uzabelokho babhongole babhongole babulala xa bekenza lokho angikhandiyo sitela abantu athi bangahambi ezindaweni ezithize kuyinto embila leyo kasibisani lo mnangagwa thina upresident kamdala ngisani mnangagwa ngamisicela
usondele efonini Sibanda usondele efonini ngani siqhamuka Yes, on the telephone is it? Yes.
In fact, the president, Mr. Mesa, the last card is over to Pana, the Mr. Mnangagwa. I will find a good one in Colo. I would think I will in Sindaba to get politics. Now, calling out President Mnangagwa and it's after the other look at Selaban Durangi. I present Chamisa Zamazam is one who Yamaka Makala along and Waka as Figisang.
Sawakulege bambakona posts of Tasloxle Cola,
Cola, yes. And it's Namcoma Tundra Parnare, Magadim Coma Tundra. Tarasimba, Mcoma Tundra or Fona or Gupa.
In the Remo Pretoria, South Africa.
Yes, South Africa, and not Tundra 2058, and this now can guide Dimcoma Tundra.
In that Tundra Mukoni.
Mukoni.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. My dear Basam Koma, do you tell everyone what Tanga Pindam Shurongwatins?
All right. I'm not going to say anything about it. The record was the one that I put in our running that people are
going
to be able to put in our running that people are going to be able to put in our running that people are going to be able to put in our running that people are going to be able variko ende vanhu vavariko avhoidiwa ikonzero vanhu ivavava vanoziva kuti zvinodipa zvisi ndezvipi nezvipi for example vachamisa ne NDC Alliance neZANU PF ndo vanhu vari main vanofanira kutanga kuti kupinda vanofanira kupinda matoko votaurana zviri kunesa then vataura zviri kunesa vokombia nesolution what the way forward. For example, coming here, my sanctions are coming based on the data school in the week. But I just wait before Canada, I can say, if you could be what my sanctions are, if you could be wiring, then you don't have to know, for example, if you were in Zimbabwe, you could show what could be run. My sanctions are uncomfortable. Therefore, the NPS is a gara, it is a party, it's a blame. Opposition could know your potential are going to be. Larku kumbira kuti masankings aranda ari kuendo which no larku ramba yuko di kutarisa power kukanga ni sayo jadi kuzi zanzi ya firuku di firuku chora kuzuzewan and that's very bad akuna munhu nenda ku associate ni zan la kanga ni mke zan la larku watunga miliwa therefore kuda ma matok asia matok ari jeni kusei ni ule zanzi ya firuku kiramba kuinda panyika yuko di kwa ni no position sei wa kiramba yuko. In the case of the NDC, Like, we know very well, but kind of things not for Nakuti, thank you, that's all.
Thank you so much. Mukoma Tondera Imkuni Varku South Africa. As it's name Terera Sim Mukoma Warkuti is concerned that the talks are being attended by people who he thinks will not bring anything for the people of Zimbabwe. He thinks ZANU PF and this DC led by Advocate Chamisa should be the parties in the meeting. And on the issues of, I mean, the issue of sanctions, he says ZANU-PF will continue blaming the opposition, yet it is not respecting human rights. And, well, he was also talking of the coup, not coup. He said the ZANU-PF government always blames the opposition for trying to effect a regime change, yet the only people who managed to effect a regime change in Zimbabwe from within ZANU-PF. Yes.
So there is a mind in there on Facebook who says, let's move on. Amal elections awadlula kudala nomange singakhuluma akula kuzatintsha. Into kuphela ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi bakhulumisane. Then he also said, how will the dialogue solve the current economic crisis in Zimbabwe? I only see it as a way of trying to legitimize the coupment. So, he doesn't want to say government. So, he puts coup, then meant.
Okay.
And then he says, you know, if they need dialogue to solve the crisis in the country, they need to do the right things. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu says, Salvo number 42, and he says he's watching us. So, okay, I think he's starting caller.
Yes. Hello. Tinem Terere Parunare. Hello.
Yebo.
Yes.
Yeah, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila kanjani baba uThuke?
Sisaphila kakhulu, ukhuluma lwani?
Ukhuluma lo Reason Masiza.
Yeah, Masiza baba, ubona njani udaba lolu lwenkulumo eyenzakalayo kula sibaba. So lapha ke kukhulunywa sibili ngokuthi kumele kulungiswe ilizwe. Ngamafutshane sibili wena ubona ngani umhlangano lo okade ubizwe kumbe uqoqwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ubona ngani kulungile kumbe akulunganga?
Ngendlela mina engibona ngayo kuyamele kube nomuntu phakathi independent omaphakathi kwamaqembu ongekho eqembini lezano kumbe kumaqembu aphikisayo onguye ozakwanisa ukuthi abahlanganise noma kungabe ngomunye wamapresident wase-Afrika ozakwanisa ukuthi inkulumo lezo zibe nguye ozihlolayo laba abanye beze kungekho ibhosi eyiyo ebize abantu ngoba okwakhatheki singamhlola iChamisa kodwa mina iChamisa angimhloli ngezinye indlela ngoba okwakhatheki umongameli Mnangagwa uyafuna ukuthi ebize amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi kuhlalwe phansi kukhulume but by other side ukhuluma ubi ngabantu abasola isimo saseZimbabwe ethiyena baza uzabachalisa amagaba akuzayo abaphikisana ngokuhlupheka kwaseMzimbabwe kumbe ababonakala betshengisela and then two ubeke besaqhubeka ngamasotsha ama-opposition parties amamembe ama-opposition parties ayabothwa uyabazayo letha uyahlukunyeza okungawukuthi uzama ukuthi bayethusele ukuthi funa mhlawumbe bengagcina bebuyile bebengasehlangothini bezani ngoba ma ukuzanywa ukawufutha. So ngicabanga ukuthi mina zona inkulumo zibalulekile futhi zi-right kodwa-ke indlela eziphathwa ngayo kumbe umuntu onguyozibizayo azibizwa ngendlela eqondeyo kumele ziwe o-independent omunye wabomongameli base-Afrika kumbe bebabili noma bebebathathu kube nguye ozahlanganisa amaqembu aseZimbabwe kuze kuphume isombululo esiyiso esizayenza ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili umongameli kwakathethi ubabiza ukuthi ezobatshela ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi kwenziwe njani ethunywa yizani. So that is wrong. Ngicabanga ukuthi abakhululekanga ukuthi bethule izikhalazo zabo phambi kwabo lapho kuyabe kuhlelwe khona ngoba baye besaba ama-agencies ombuso ukuthi mhlawumbe khuluma amaqiniso kuyenzeka ukuthi usuke emhlanganeni uchathe.
Hawu boni ke siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Masiza ungadinwa kusasa ube le mpela viki enhle baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Themba.
So what he's saying is that there's need for an independent convener of all these meetings. And he says, you know, maybe one of the African presidents can actually convene such meetings so that, you know, it becomes very fair for all the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, convening such meetings without the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa is a waste of time.
Okay, that's one of the questions, Uro, the contributions one of our callers made, and I wanted to ask that question to Mr. Gutu. Vagutu, vatereri ne vamwe varikukurudzira kuti dai nhaurirano dzaita pakati peZANU PF ne MDC chete, nokuti ndo vakakwikwidzana zvazvine mutsindo musarudzo. Imi munotiwo.
Jonga, ndoda kuti vatereri vanzwisise kuti muZimbabwe tino inonziyo multi-party democracy. Tine mapato ezvematongerwe enyika akawanda. Pari zvino sokuziva kwandinoita mapato ane maparliamentarians kana kuti members of parliament mana, zvichireva kuti there are four political parties in the members of parliament. ZANU PF, MDC Alliance, MDCT, the National Patriotic Front, Blackman, Okukwekos. National Patriotic Front, I think they call themselves NPF.
Yes.
Mapato mana iwao anema parliamentarians. In other words, the one representation muparlament ye Zimbabwe. That is fact. But then, kana tora nyaye democracy, because the multi-party democracy, Jonga, it is very dangerous. Kana tikati, toda kungo tichete mapato, aya akata anonziwo, ndo wakuru acho, kana ndo makuru, anziwo, ndo chete anofani wanga achitaura. Those are the things, okay, there is democracy, where, of course, the majority will have their way, but also the minority will have their say. That's a fundamental principle of modern multi-party democracy. Mm. The minority have their say, and at the end of the day, the majority have their way. It's actually the benchmark of modern-day multi-party democracy. Tikada kuongorora democracy in South Africa. Etika ngoti yondo diko niye multi-party democracy muno mu Africa. Ukaona mapati arimu South Africa. Kune mpati inonzi UDM. Inotunga miri wana vandu wonge wola bolomika. Ndofunga ane ma members of parliament, I think ane 102. But they are involved in all national processes. Kune menotonzi Freedom Front Plus, no kind of one MP, but it's also involved in all national processes. Kune menotonzi ACDP, no kind of two members of parliament, but it's involved. Those are our shown democracy in South Africa. Even in Zimbabwe, as it is Takatanga and independence, muna 1980. You work as one hour ago in 1994, 14 years after it started. I was younger than that. So, you know, what I'm saying is that democracy is not about so much the so called big, you know, the big brother or the big sister parties. Because once you do that, it's actually arrested for actually cultivating a personality cult. You end up with having the Mussolinis of this world, the Adolf Hitlers of this world. The means of this world, and this is the very thing that some of us are very much against. But even party negations the itoko, but kana iripo is Zimbabwean political party. It has every right to bring a voice. Right, it might have 25 supporters. It might have 100,000 supporters. You can't trust them to say, vana basa rose, nukuti, kune vamwe vakuru, kufura ivo. Then if we do that, it's dangerous.
Thank you.
The development of multi-party democracy.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. Wanzwa Gutu. The good thing is, wabawazo, sanongura futine rurimi rwechirungu. Yes.
And then we've got lapa ku Facebook, utekane, shabangane, uti, please ask Mr. Gutu, why does ZANU-PF need to dialogue if the dialogue is not about legitimacy? Why can't they just rule? Then Kondisi Verempini says, there won't be any proper dialogue unless these parties engage an independent ally who won't take sides but rally behind the interests of Zimbabweans. Mm. Then Busani Mbuso Ntini says the dialogue framework ought to be created and implemented by an independent person or party. And then we've got Skumbuzo Mlalazi, Opale City, Ibandla lika Chamisa, lisebenzisa imizwa yabo, kukanti impilo zabantu bezwe lakithi isedakeni. Kumele inkokheli zezwe lakithi bananzelele ukuthi yizo kumbe yibo abadiliza impilo zabantu. Then uTane Hlabangane adds, u-ED ule cabinet yakhe. Kanti indaba ula njalo le committee yakhe. Makabuse phela pho udingani kona manje. So just briefly, we don't have a caller, right?
No, we don't have.
Yeah, so briefly, Dr. Spanda, I think you've heard what Mr. Kutu is saying and some of the callers. Can you react to some of the remarks?
Well, I didn't hear what Mr. Kutu is saying because he was not answering questions. He went on and on about a lecture that nobody needs and it's a poorly organized lecture anyway. But let's be very clear that the question is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
If Mnangagwa wants to have a dialogue with Gutu, he must have his dialogue with Gutu and a few guys, and let's see what... And your callers are right. Your listeners are right. It is not about what Gutu wants to tell the people of Zimbabwe. You can hear the way he's talking, very condescending to people. I want the listeners to know. I want. Who is he to want the listeners to know? Huh? Why does he think he has capacity to lecture the people of Zimbabwe? He thinks that Zimbabwe is a democracy. Nobody else thinks like that. Only people in ZANU-PF think that. You see, so ZANU-PF, when it has dialogue with Gutu, you can clearly see ZANU-PF is having dialogue with itself. And that's what we're saying. Mr. Mnangagwa must stop this attitude of trying to have dialogue with himself. Monologues are not the best thing to do when you want to run a country. You want to have a dialogue with somebody else. That's why they call them dialogue. You can't have a dialogue with yourself. You will not be able to go anywhere or move an inch forward unless you have understood the fundamentals of the problem in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamentals of the problem are that there is a political crisis. There is a problem of legitimacy. You can deny that because you have a mouth. Anyone can deny things. Anyone can say things. As you can hear, you heard Mr. Kutu has something to say there, although it really amounted to nothing and didn't answer the concerns of the listeners because you were speaking out of turn. The fact of the matter is Zimbabwe has a legitimacy problem which is translated, which translates and projects itself as an economic problem. For that reason, you need a dialogue that involves, that will actually solve those problems. And you need President Nelson Chamisa because he actually won the last election and the coup was carried out. And you have to return the country to legitimacy. The economy says that. Everybody says that. Therefore, you have no option but to listen to the economy, to listen to the people of Zimbabwe. Full stop.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Do you have a question or maybe some people there?
I have one or two. The first one is Muzi Ngube, who is MDC Organizing Secretary in North America. Mm-hmm. He says, Nelson Chamisa is losing an opportunity to be meaningful before he loses next MDC Congress, as we witnessed today, his National Council snubbing him by not attending. It's very obvious that MDC is very divided. Maybe even half of MDC wanted to attend the talks with other parties. That's why the factionalism. I'm not sure whether Dr. Nkululeko Goswanda would want to respond to Ms. Ngube from MDCT.
Look, everybody is allowed to dream. The ambition that President Chamisa was snubbed is something that is being funded by ZANU-PF. It is out. Look, we already have a lot of fake things in the country. We have fake money. We have a fake president. We had fake elections. Everything is fake. We don't want to then rely for run our society on the basis of fake news. It is fake news what he's talking about. The National Council met today and decided on a date for a Congress, the 24th of May, and we are preparing for that. President Nelson Chamisa enjoys and occupies the most popular position in the country ever since the creation of that country.
is very confident that he's going to pull through at this election. We know that ZANU-PF would like to remove President Nelson Chamisa from the leadership of the opposition because they are afraid of his formidable, intelligent, and well-organized leadership. We know that. You would know why, you get fought by all these miniature armies. They fight you because you are a force to reckon with. We understand that. That has nothing to do with dialogue. Whether there was a vote in the MDC or whether there is an MDC Congress is immaterial when you're talking about the dialogue. The fact that you have people trying to pivot to that agenda is a clear indication that they understand that they are having a monologue, that Mnangagwa is having a dialogue with himself.
Thank you so much.
Where do you think that, honestly, does anybody think that you're going to sit Mnangagwa here and sit our friend Mr. Guti here and you have a reasonable dialogue? Mr. Guti is just talking to three people and thinking that he has a rally. Anybody who has that level of thinking must shock you when you send them to have a dialogue with Mnangagwa.
Thank you. Yes.
He's
already saying that Zimbabwe is more democratic than Mnangagwa himself.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. We have callers waiting before we give Mr. Guthu the opportunity to respond.
Uh-huh.
I think we have Ms. Ngube first.
Yes.
Yes.
Slo Ngube, kona peke kongwani. What says again? Ngulena Ngube, kube ngubanibizu.
Hello, Baba.
You have voted, Kujan.
Hayi ngiyaphila njani baba?
Yeah, ibizo bani ngulino Ncube?
Na ngulino Ncube.
Yeah, lino sikunjani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani lana.
Yeah, akutsho ke ngodaba lolu ole dialogue. Sizwile ukuthi kube kulomhlangano khona ngale Harare kodwa abanye abajalo kuya emhlanganweni lo bathi nxa ungela MDC ekhokelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kwafaka lokujaphela ufejapheja la. Ngokutsho kwabantu.
Yeah, hayi lami lami ngubona njalo sibili, lami ngubona njalo ukuthi hayi xa kade kungela sibili upresident wethu uNelson Chamisa hayi vele kuya kungasahambi kodwa lakho ukungahambi kwakhe mina ngubona kuyinto enhle ngendlela zokuthi vele angazahambi khona ngale vele izinto zisibanje angiboni uncedo lwakho vele mina ngoba into lezi zavela zehlula khathesi siqede ukuvota vela kusebenza ngalutho kwinto kwakhona siwinile siyarojwa so vele mbona kuyinto enzima kakhulu leyo so right President Chamisa engaye into endeyo ngoba hayi ngombono wami vele mbona kungalunganga ngoba lakhathi esiyimali engeniswayo vele mbona hayi vele kunzima kakhulu ngoba into engaqedakaliyo leyo vele into angasoze singede ngalutho elizweni vele fese siyadubeka sisemazweni sithwele nzima amboni lutho zelo lulungayo ngalokho mi.
Ye, po manje nxa engahambi khona ngale kuyagcina kulungiswa njani wena ngombono wakho?
Mina umbono wami nje odukhona nje ukuthi nxa kungatshintsha nje i-president le khona nje kube kulungiswa kuhle kuhle kube kufaka u-president omanyano kube kusalungisiswa kuhle kuhle kuze kufike isikhathi sokhetho abantu bakwanise ukuzikhethela uhulumende wabo abamfunayo umongameli wabo abamfunayo ongalungisa iZimbabwe kungabe lokutshontshelana amavoti kukhetha uzabona nje izibambulana ilungu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, sibongela kakhulu baba Linus. Ubele impela fike enhle baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lamiwa.
Ye, so briefly what he's saying is that it's okay that Mr. Chamisa is not attending these meetings. He says at the end of the day Zimbabwe are suffering. Now they've even introduced a new currency, RTGS and stuff like that. So he says what's needed now is a transitional authority to run the country until the next elections.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he says Mnangagwa and others have totally failed.
Regarding Zokunawa Mudawano, Makadiwa Mudawano.
Ndipe
edu tinotenda kuti mamboramba makabata parunhare baba chimboita vamwanga vachitaura. Muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa.
South Africa, South Africa ihombe vamudawano. Papi pacho ku South Africa?
Ndiri pamugani weLimpopo neMpumalanga ndokufaidi pandiri.
Limpopo neMpumalanga. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamudawano. Nyaya iri mudariro ndiyo nhaurirano dzaitwa nhasi. Pamusoro pacho tine kanganzi nevamwe kabonasi kanyaya kebonasi kekuti tikutaurawo nezvemari currency itsva yakaparurwa musi wechitatu inonzi RTGS dollar kana mune zvamunoda kutaurawo pamusoro pecurrency iyoyo munotaurawo pamusoro pazvo asi pfungwa dzenyu ndo dziri kudiwa nevana vezimbabwe pane inonguva mukana ndewenyu taurai zvenyu
ngati tinini chokutanga chaninga apanisa kuti ndivone mashoko mashoma aninga taura. Vana veZimbabwe vatambura kubvira makore akati wandei vechingoshungurudzika vachifa. Pana baba vambobva kutaura panguva yapereni vachitaura kuti South Africa kune demokrasi. Vataura mashoko akanaka ndopanditoriwo panguva ino. South Africa hakuna musoja kana wani akambouraya kana mupurisa anongofamba achingouraya vanhu vachinyangarika sezvinoitwa kuZimbabwe. Saka handizivo vanhu kana kuti handikwanisi kudoma kuti nditi nhingi. Kana tichiuraya vanhu tichiudza kuti tinongotonga, tichingotonga, tichingouraya, tichingouraya. Zvinorevei, inini makapuwa chefu mukaedzerwa maku South Africa kuzvirapisa kuti murarame. Asi mweya zhinji yevanhu zvinorwadza mona tichitaura da tinenge tichida kuuya nemavhoisi akanaka. But zvinoenga mukati nekuti iwewe kana ukapuwa chefu tinoona wakutisa kubatsirwa kuSouth Africa. Umwe izvezvisvikira pereiro wanga ari muno kuCape Town uyo waIndia. Sei musingadi kufa asi vamwe vanhu michiti vapere kufa. Wamunotonga shii. Uye ava vanhu vanotonga rebato reruling party iripo muZimbabwe. Vakapfuma kudhara madaimondi zvinhu zvese ndezvenyu. Ovarombo munovaurayirei muchivaparadza. Madi kungotonga muchingotonga muchidya mari muchiva madaimondi muchiva magoridhe. Varombo muri kuvaurayirei.
Vamudavanhu
dzangu dzandiri kutaura. Pamari ivi taurwa izvokuti zvachingwa kudai. Zvakafanana kutambisira vana veZimbabwe nguva. Hakuna mari inofa yakaita, hakuna business inobva rakaita. Vanhu vemabhizinesi vari muZimbabwe vakangwara uye vakadzidza, havadi hondo. Dai vanga vachida hondo, kana inini pandiri panapa ndakura ndiri kumakore ari kuma65 ndaitokumbira kubatawo futi kuti ndiri kuisa. Asi nokuti hatisi kuda kuparadza nyika yedu kana kurwa, hazvibatsiri. Ngavangosiya vasiyire vanhu vane bhara ravanoita, uye musangano yavanoenda vachingoita uyuaembeera mukati menzvimbo yeState House. Vanhu vanoti vapo ndimunangagwa nachanisa then votaurira navo wirirana nomufana apa pakadai 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 toita sei. Chii makaro heri makabvira kudhara muchiripa makapfuma kudhara? Chinhu chinovatadza kuti vadziurirewo vadiki kana kuti vabatsire nyika kuti iremiri.
Nare yavamudavanhu inenge yakurasika yakudonha. Asi ndanichida kuvaudza, ndaida kuudza vamudavanhu kuti dambudziko rataita nderekuti hapana veZANUPF vatati takwanisa kubata, tiri kuedza kuti vabate kuti vanga vachipindura mibvunzo mizhinji yavataura yanga yakananga nebato reZANUPF. Yes, asi muchidimu he says the Zimbabweans have suffered for too long and he also talked of democracy in South Africa. He was saying, as the other caller has said, that in South Africa you never see the soldiers roaming streets killing people like what happened in Zimbabwe recently. And he is also of the opinion that only Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa should sit down and talk and map the way forward. That's Mr. Mudavano. Yes.
Yes, we've got some people on Facebook. Patrick Ngano says, what is dialogue? We need to redefine it. Then Canisius Motsindikwa says, dialogue about what? Economy? Friendship? Question mark. What we need is development, not endless talks when we have a brand new government in Zimbabwe. Each party should have its own agenda and discussions. You get help from your allies, not opponents. Then we've got another person who sent a message here. That is Kuta Musere. He says, what is the purpose of having a dialogue with all those other parties of which don't have any dispute with the president? Then Zwelani Moyo says, dialogue is not MTC. ZANUPF, go ahead with your song of dialogue. We don't need it. What is in it anyway is hollow. So then Zwelani again says, transitional authority is the way in Zimbabwe and not dialogue.
Yes, Tombotar so kune vari kunyora pa view Shona Facebook page. Hilda Nkomo and the Gutu and Kupe are just disturbing people, no support at all. Then Lodza M Makonese, what is multi party in Zimbabwe? Please do not be blindfolded to blindfold people. And Hilda Nkomo came back again saying this time the bi parties are the only non in Zimbabwe. That's what we know, Gutu. Don't manipulate people, please. I think she's responding to what Mr. Gutu earlier said, that he said that there was multi-party system in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sarah Mazengera. Taneta nukungotongwa, tichipinzwa mugomba, apana kana chinobuda, ngavango itichiro, shawafunga ikoko. Then, nyora futi, anzi tendai gune. The issue of dialogue is a ZANU-PF thing. It is still election with the, ndufunga wasi ya rimwewede hapo. And with the idea of dialogue, I think, disguised as, if they want to move the nation forward, ZANU-PF needs only to be bailed out of legitimized. At the end of the day, ZANU aim to destroy MDC. Those are what our VOE, Shona listeners, viewers, and readers are saying. I think you can go back to Mr. Gutu. He has been waiting for some time.
Mr. Gutu, so you have been hearing people saying here, you know, your party is there just for the sake of it. And at the end of the day, they are saying it's a hopeless party. That is actually pecking on, you know, ZANU-PF and nothing else. So briefly, can you respond to some of these kind of remarks? Mr. Kutu? Yes.
Instead of being disappointed, it's actually laughable, because I understand that, you know, we have people who have got their own political party preferences, and we as MDCT, we have absolutely no problems with that, and if they decide to remain delusional, it's perfectly within their constitutional rights to remain in denial. But the long and short of it is that elections are over, and that the Constitutional Court, which is the apex court of the land, made a ruling, and that ruling, we all know what it was, and that as we are speaking now, the president of Zimbabwe, like him or hate him, is Emmerson Mnangagwa. I mean, the buck stops there. So at the end of the day, there are people who still think or fantasize or dream of a so-called transitional authority because they say there is no legitimacy. Then look, we have never been part of that because we don't believe that smart politics, and we don't believe at the end of the day, if they dream that one day the economy will collapse, and when it collapses, then there will be a national transitional authority. Then Ngala wrote, Kurota, Kurambi, Zwi, Kunonaki, Zaunungura, Kujimurota, Ngala wrote, but look, if we don't want to dream, we want to take our country to the next level. We are saying, love us or hate us, support us or loathe us, it's neither here nor there. But at the end of the day, we are Zimbabweans, and we have every right, like any other Zimbabweans, to play a role in the governance of our country. And there are people who say that it's only X or Y or Z who should talk and not A, B or C. And then they are totally off the mark. I mean, multi-party democracy doesn't operate that way. And you know what? This is why you find even studies, even the AU, and more recently the EU, actually say we are giving Zimbabwe a new window of opportunity to reform. Yes, we agree that there are a lot of issues, governance challenges in this country that we have to attend to. We need electoral reform. We need political reform. The economy is comatose. It has to be rebooted. Yes. But then if you are going to say it can't be rebooted because Mr. X or Mr. Y is not there, Kurota, in Harambe, Bachungorota, Avo, Nusika 2023, Bachungorota, Bachungorota, Bachungodaro, Bachungorota.
Bachungoenda, and this Ziroto gives in our good job. Timbo Pamkana, Namkoma Shepherd, Marumba, Variparu Narim, Koma Shepherd, Magadi.
Magadi, Baba.
I want Rumpe, Mukoma Shepherd, Varupa.
Ndari kuBotswana mukanyi.
KuBotswana, nyaya irimo mudariro ndiyo yotipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva dzakumhanya.
Ndiri kuona ndazviona kuti nguva dzinenge dzapera baba ini handina mashoko akawanda muono wangu ndiroda kupa mairirano nenhau yeZimbabwe pachimiro cheiri kwanhasi. Ndinotsigira baba vabva mukutaura vanokuti mashoko akawanda andagara ndane nguva achindirwadza pamwe kuti ndingamabudisa sei pamhuri yeZimbabwe. Dai zvaibvira vana veZimbabwe kana kuti muZimbabwe. Narume vaviri vanoti vachamisana vamunangarwa ndevambopuwa room yavo, room ye private meeting, vaite private meeting yavo vari vaviri vambogara pasi. Nechimiro chiri muZimbabwe vataurira nevari vaviri, nokuti tikati ngapadanwe misangano kana kuti padanwe mapati kana kuti padi zvose zvinoitwa zvizvi, handioni zvichiva zvinogadzirisa. Ngavambopuwa mukana wavo vari vaviri, vombotaurira navachionesana ivo maonero avo vari vaviri. Sezvo vari ivo vari pamberi vane mapato anopikisana, ndo vanodzonzerana tambo varume ava. Kana mukada kuzvicherechedza kutaura chokwadi chachijauka, hatisi kuti Zimbabwe ine mapato akawanda ari kukonzera mhirishonga kana ari kukonzera ufumi hweZimbabwe kudzokera kumashure.
Mapato maviri anoti
nezano PF
ndimbokubatai muromo ipapo. Kuti kuti vange vari vaviri vachitaudzana, mune muchitarisira here kuti pange paine muyananisi, kana kuti munga vati vari vaviri kana vataudzana kusvika pavawirirana vobuda murumu imo?
Pari zvino mamaonero angu nemafungiro angu kuti muyananisi azopinda kana ndiri kuti dai zvaibvira, vaimbotaurirana vari vaviri, handiti ava tiri maZimbabwenzi tese. Maonero angu inini zvakafanana nokuti kana baba uri pamusha, handiti haungatori last born gotwe remumba mako kuti iwewe womurirayira nhaka kuti mwana wangu ndakukurayira nhaka kuti zvozara uchidai uchidai, asati aenda kuchikoro une mwana avasaimba ane musha wake. Tichitora vachamisa tinovatora semwana ava nemba yake, saka tori pamapati tichitora rezvematongerwo enyika pamapati ari.
Saka wamunemuchiti baba
vaimbogara pasi, handiti vaimbotaurirana vari vaviri, vakakwanisa kumboonesana ivo. Kozova nemuyananisi anozovayananisa musure mekunge mambotaurirana vari vaviri, nokuti pari zvino havakwanisa kusangana vanhu.
But mukoma Shepherd, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vachamisa nebato ravo vari kuti kana kuri kuti paitwa nhaurirano vanofanira kungotaurirana vari palevhel imwe chete sevatungamiri vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, kwete kuti mumwe anenge ari rang up achiti ndiri mutungamiri wenyika iwe uri mutungamiri webato. Ndo pane nyaya iri kubva kuMDC, pane zvimwe zvavari kutaura.
Hino pari zvino manje nyangwe tikaderoka hatina kwetinosvika, nokuti vezano PF vari kuti vakaisirwa gumbo nemunhu neveMDC, havasi kukwanisa kuti zvavanoronga zvibudirire, nokuti MDC iri kuenda ichiputsa. Ko kana vaMDC vachikwanisa kuputsa ivo vachikwanisa kuronga, zvinonyatso kuzobuda ndezvipi? Ndosaka mahwanda kumbira kuti varume ava vakaita vaviri vakambotaurirana vari vaviri, nokuti apa kutaura chokwadi vachamisa mwana akabva akakura achiona zvaiitika muzano PF. Vamunangagwa ndibaba vakakura nezano PF, handi muri kuona? Vanoziva zvakaitika, vanoziva pakatanganisika nyika kuti ikanganisike kugadzirisa. Vanoziva kuti vangagadzirisa sei, asi kuti vari kuti vari kukundikana kugadzirisa zvichienderana nokuti pane vari kukonzeresa. Handi muri kupanzwisisa?
Ndapanzwa mukoma, thank you so much. Regai tipe vamwe mukana, asi pfungwa yenyu mukoma mune ima akuda kuti paite boxing imi. Nokuti tikavapfigira vari vaviri murumu handifunga kuti pana muda chakanaka
ipavatogurwireiwo vachida kuti nyika inake. Handiti vamunangarwa vari kukumbira here kuti huyai titaurirane vanogo kana vanenge atanga kurwisa umwe ndiani?
Hamene imomo, nokuti hapana anoonaka kuti chichaitika, mati pane pasina futi kana moderator, pane pangori vari vaviri, saka inenge ingori ndiye atanga ndiye atanga. Maita basa mukoma Shepherd, that's mukoma Shepherd Marumbwa from Botswana. He says he supports one of our callers who said that the dialogue should be between Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa. Just the two of them. That's Mr.
Give them a room.
Just the two without a moderate.
Who comes out? Maybe they will form three political parties after that meeting.
Yes. So let's have another caller.
Yeah, before that caller, let's go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, you know, sum up exactly how you feel after you have heard people saying a lot of things and Mr. Kutu saying other issues. So just say in a nutshell.
Mkoma wapeza kutawara wanyato tawara chaizu, but no sabuti mungati mnanga kwa anga avaruwe murumu na wachamisa au ye bawe. Aambu uye au ye. Ano chikaze kutu, but anyway, let's be very clear. Look, you've heard what Zimbabwe is saying. You know, Studio 7 is very popular. It cuts across the population of Zimbabwe, and that's both in the country and outside the country. It has a listenership that is worldwide. So you are looking upwards of several millions who actually get to be able to speak to Studio 7. And what you have today is on the other side, on the one hand, Mnangagwa's wannabe, Mr. Kutu here, saying I'm the only normal one here and all of you are crazy. Now, look, if you've ever been to a mental hospital and you hear someone saying I'm the only normal one and every one of you is crazy, please give them some medication. You rush and help them out. I think that we need to help them out. Every right-thinking Zimbabwean is saying that if you're going to have a national dialogue, you must have at the table, you must have President Chamisa, and then have those who stole the election so that we can reconfer legitimacy. Everybody knows that our economy depends on a serious adult dialogue. Quite a dialogue. Monologue. And when you are done with that, you also desperately need to have a moderator, an independent moderator. Everyone who's called today says that. But I simply think that he is trying to represent Mnangagwa. And I don't think he's doing a great job. I mean, I don't know if Mr. Mnangagwa is going to be happy to be represented by someone who couldn't represent himself in his own campaign. But anyway, he is more normal than everybody else.
Thank you so much. Let's take a caller, then we go to Mr. Kutu. Maybe first on the caller.
Yes, don't let me tell you. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, India now.
Hello. Yeah, Undi Tyson to South Africa.
Magadim command Tyson kana Kaison.
Kaison Bete to South Africa, eh?
Oh, muda kukhuluma eka kuti kutaura.
Azwete ngikhuluma ngithi.
Kuruma maemba mataura futi.
Ye, ama fuchani sibili. Ubona njani utabalolo. 1 minute, konapo?
Usiangana nchezo kati.
Ye, ziti.
Ungu zisisa ngendaba le RTS day uti. Uingangana njani zese RTS day. So.
Ye, usizwile ke ipanga le Zimbabwe li siti RTS lamta. E2.5 against the US dollar. So can RTGS say systems electronic money imali leyo ngasozuyibambe kezandla so asozuyibone uyibambe uthi cha
hayi lokho sokuthi kwathi ngisukwehlika kwahulumeni athi nxa besehlika indaba lahlekile lengo kusebenza umsebenzi wonke nje sisebenza nje isimo sabu hayi kuyende kamna ngakho hayi uyazihlekela into ayenzayo.
Yes, that was our cool phone got the sign killiza. What does Zwilla Swill Tyson Pepe? Well and Pella Vigan Chemnoza. Sorry, your phone is cutting off, so
disciple of Gilson Madanire. Anyora zvikanzi I love Gutu, achibva anyora futi I love Gutu, achibva anyora zvakare zvikanzi I love Gutu, achibva anyora zvakare kechi 4 zvikanzi I love Gutu and the disciple Gilson Madanire, kechi 5 zvikanzi Viva Gutu Viva.
Yeah, so your last word, Mr. Gutu, just less than a minute.
It needs the love.
Mr. Kutu, just less than a minute.
I'm not even going to respond to this personal, attack, because look, I'm beyond that, really. I'm not going to descend, to come down to that level. That said, all I know is that the dialogue is going to continue, and those who don't want to come on board, they can remain wherever they are, but maybe they also need to guidance to sort out themselves. Because sooner rather than later, they will just see the whole political world crumbling from what we know. But anyway, all I can say is, look, I'm not going to cheapen myself really by getting personal and saying this or that. Rather than saying the dialogue is going to continue, and no one has got a monopoly to say if I'm not there, there is nothing that is going to happen. Believe you me, guys, this dialogue is continuing. And believe you me, Zimbabwe is going ahead. And believe you me, if there is this issue of the economy,
thank you, Mr. Kutu. Time is out. Thank you so much, Mr. Kutu. Our time is run out. There's no extra time here, Mr. Kutu. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, the MTCT Vice President Obert Kutu and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, MTC Presidential Spokesperson. I hope you are going to have a lovely weekend. This is Kip Stewart in Washington, D.C. saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much to all our listeners and callers who managed to join us in our program today. Rambam Shera, Chirongwa, Studio 7, Dini, Jonga Kandemiri, Mwane Kupera Koshondo Kwakanaka.